We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Heather has news next, right now.
I do, right now. This is kind of cool. The Michigan Secretary of State is bringing back a throwback license plate. So I actually don't even remember this license plate, but apparently a lot of people wanted it to come back, and now it is. So it's the resident favorite Water Winter Wonderland license plate, and it was first incorporated on plates in 1965, and now it is back. Are you familiar with this license plate?
I'm going to look at it.
It's blue.
Yeah.
I mean, the photo I saw with the yellow writing on it. I mean,
oh, it's the dark blue one with the yellow writing.
Yeah.
You see it on a lot of classic cars.
Right.
You know, like a historic plate. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think it's coming back.
It's awesome. I miss the, what is it? What are we calling a royal blue?
Yeah. With the white.
Yeah. With the white letters. I thought that was like anywhere you were in the country, you saw that license plate, you knew that was somebody from Michigan.
Now, John, do you remember the black and white?
No, I mean, I think my dad had a motorcycle that I remember it being on.
I think late 70s, early 80s, at least.
Yeah, I would have to. I mean, if early 80s would have
pre-Stoney in Detroit, pre-Heather probably being born.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
John, you're a little younger than me.
Yeah.
No idea.
I remember it being on a motorcycle. I don't remember it being on a car.
I think it said a Great Lakes State.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
That's what the old blue one was. Did it say Great Lakes State on that one?
That sounds familiar. I feel like it. That sounds like a common saying for Michigan.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But if you want this throwback plate, it is now available. You can purchase the plate. You do have to pay a $5 graphic plate fee. But you can also, you know, not too expensive. And you can personalize it as well if you really want a vanity plate. But you can only do 6 digits based on the font size. So.
Yeah, the old blue ones with the white I'm looking at now say Great Lakes. It doesn't say Great Lakes. It just says Great Lakes.
I'll email you the old black and white one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah, it's cool.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I think these I like very basic license plates.
Way.
Yeah, I know. It's a shocker to everybody.
Meat and potatoes.
You didn't like the Mackinac Bridge one?
I just like it. Yeah, one color, you know, whether it's black, blue. I think it's just sharp.
I used to have the one that had all the, was it the bridge with like the sun setting?
Yes, yeah.
But then it like eroded really, really quickly. Whatever it was made out of, it did not hold up. And then it just looked like garbage. So yes, I go with the plain, the simple one.
Yes.
Nothing to it. So the pandemic has made tipping more than 20% the new norm. So customers started tipping more during the pandemic when it first began, and it looks like that trend is here to stay. So researchers have found that over half of us now leave waiters or waitresses more than 20% when we tip, and 38% typically do the same thing for delivery drivers as well. And then only 6% of Americans say that they are now tipping less than before, and another 6% said that they don't tip at all, which is shameful. Plus, researchers also looked at which cities have the biggest tippers when it comes to ordering food online. And Detroit is actually right up there. 34% of residents tip more than 20%.
Good.
Should. Good for you.
Good for them.
I mean, I think you should at least tip 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
especially,
should tip more, but I think you should tip 20.
And especially in today's times and things like that, I mean, there are... Just be thankful for that a lot of these people were actually working. You know,
and that you can actually order food from a restaurant.
Yeah,
that you
there's
like
so many
because
people.
A lot are shutting down.
There are a lot of people who decided for whatever reason they didn't want to work, and I'm not going to get into that per se. But you know, the people that are actually working, you know, even if it's a non-tipping type of a job, just thank them.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed. Totally agree. You guys, Tiger Woods is adding more fuel to the fire that he could be back to playing golf pretty soon. So there's another video that was posted of himself on the range on Wednesday, and he's looking pretty good. And some people are really hopeful that he could actually return to the PNC Championship, which is in just like 2 weeks. And they do say that there is a spot being held for him in case he does decide to play with his son, Charlie, again. And there's a lot of people that are hopeful that maybe he will. You know, he didn't say no. He said, obviously, he's not going to play full time. He can pick and choose which events and tournaments he wants to play in. So maybe it's pretty quickly if he does, but he's looking pretty good.
Good. A lot of people would like to see him out.
Yes. That's the tournament.
Sure.
It's the father and son deal, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Yep. All right, guys, this story is for you. Listen up. Men who vape are twice as likely to have erectile dysfunction. Ruh-roh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't vape very often.
So there's new research that has suggested that there's a correlation between vaping nicotine and, you know, ED. So basically they're saying, though, they looked at American men aged 20 to 65, and they found that daily vapors. So these are people who vape every single day, were 2.2 times more likely to suffer from ED than those who have never vaped at all before. However, the study didn't go in and look at cases, you know, where you vape here and there. This looked at like just regular vapors. So be careful. I mean, but there's payoffs, right? Isn't vaping better than actually smoking cigarettes? I mean, I know there are side effects to vaping as well that are not great, but I think they are still better than smoking. But
yeah,
for somebody who
smoked for a long time, the advice I give you, just don't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Stoney, but I'm just saying there's some people that do, and they're trying to make better choices, and maybe they've stopped smoking the cigarettes and they've moved to the e-cigs, and you know, I guess that's one step maybe in the right direction, but now they might suffer somewhere else.
I wish that I put like, you know, I was at least a pack a day smoker from age 16, from age 17 till age 40, something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. A pack a day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
so
Tony,
it's amazing how much money you can save, especially cigarettes. A pack of cigarettes is like $7 now, I think.
Is
maybe
it really?
More than that.
I have no idea, but I know they're expensive.
I know.
That's crazy. This is a crazy story. An intense karaoke session led to a potentially life-threatening condition. Okay?
Yeah.
This is wild. There's a 25-year-old man. He wound up in the emergency room with a collapsed lung after he really strained himself while he was singing karaoke at a friend's birthday party.
Well, what was the song?
The song is called New Drunken Concubine.
New Drunken Concubine. New Drunken Concubine. You are really fine. My New Drunken Concubine. I drink a lot of wine with my New Drunken Concubine. Oh, God, my lungs.
Well, apparently there's some very, very, very high notes or high-pitched tones in this song.
I couldn't reach. I tried, you know.
Yeah, and this guy, careful, Stoney, don't strain yourself.
My
because this guy.
Concubine, you are so fine.
He says that when he was trying to hit these high notes, he felt a sharp pain in his chest, which then made him cut his karaoke session a little short. But he said the pain at the time was bearable, so he didn't really think much of it. He continued on with the birthday party, but the next day he found that he could barely breathe. So his family rushed him to the hospital, and an x-ray showed that he had suffered from this potentially life-threatening condition where air bubbles form between the lung and the chest wall. So he had to undergo this really invasive procedure to remove this air buildup in his chest cavity. But thankfully, he's going to make a full recovery, and he may never sing that song ever again.
Good for him.
Maybe he will.
I don't want to sing that song ever again.
I don't either. I don't want you to sing it either.
It's not available on Apple Music, so yeah. Let's just see if we could see what it was.
It was in China, right? So it's probably
it was in China. Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to do the Chinese version, okay?
Good idea.
I want to keep my job.
So we didn't talk about this story at all this year, but I know we've talked about it in years past, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. You know the story of the woman who accidentally invited a stranger to her Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
This happened back in 2016. This woman thought she was texting her grandson, and she entered the wrong number, texted this random guy, and he ended up showing up for Thanksgiving. And since then, they've made it a big tradition. This year was the sixth year that they've gotten together to celebrate Thanksgiving. And now their story is going to become a Netflix movie.
Wow. It better be accurate.
I sure hope so. Or Stoney won't watch
it. That's exactly right.
It's going to be called The Thanksgiving Text. You know, not very creative.
Right.
Pretty straightforward. But it has already received the approval from both Wanda Dent. She's the grandma, the woman who invited Jamal Hinton over to dinner. So they both are really excited about the movie. And so far, there's no release date yet, but they're hoping to have it out before next Thanksgiving. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is a cool story. It's a really heartwarming story. So
I'm surprised it's not going to be on the Hallmark Christmas channel.
Yes.
It should be, but Netflix.
It's a Thanksgiving movie, though, right?
Yeah.
But
they could start it at Thanksgiving.
At Thanksgiving, yeah. End of Christmas.
We're going to kick it off.
Uh-huh. Stoney just hopes that it's historically accurate.
Exactly. Yes. I said, yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's all he wants.
It's all I want. All right. Thank you very much, Heather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.